Chapter 9, What's Real and What's Make-Believe? Ever seen a hypnotist at work? With just a few words, they can make a grown adult cluck like a chicken or believe they are swimming through an imaginary pool. To the person under hypnosis, the experience feels completely real. A skilled hypnotist can quickly program almost anyone to believe almost anything. As the audience laughs and howls at the unsuspecting participant, the person on stage behaves exactly like a chicken, elbows flapping and clucking without hesitation. This raises an interesting question. Are they just pretending, or do they actually believe they are a chicken? The answer is simple. The mind is powerful, programmable, and capable of believing whatever it is repeatedly told. From the moment you were born, your brain has been recording everything. Some experts believe the programming even starts before birth. In early childhood, your mind records language, crawling, walking, social interactions, and thousands of other behaviors. Your eyes act like a camera, and your mind becomes the screen. Everything you encounter is recorded and stored, forming your master program. As you grow, this program keeps expanding. Your environment influences it, your parents influence it, and every adult in your life contributes to the recordings that become your default beliefs. The challenge is that at a young age, you have no experience to recognize what is real or useful. You simply believe the adults around you because they are big, powerful, and authoritative. That is how beliefs like Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and countless truths enter your mind without question. This is where the real problem begins. Much of what you believe today is not truly yours. It is inherited. Hand-me-down programming from parents, caregivers, teachers, society, and sometimes complete strangers. Some of those programs are helpful, some are outdated, and some should have been thrown away decades ago. Yet they continue to run on repeat in the background of your mind. Think back to some of the messages you were taught growing up. Don't talk to strangers. Great advice for a six-year-old, but not helpful if you want to succeed in sales or build meaningful relationships. Children should be seen and not heard. Maybe it kept classrooms quiet, but it also teaches adults to stay silent in meetings, in relationships, and in moments when speaking up could change everything. Money doesn't grow on trees, true in one sense, yet repeated enough times, it creates a scarcity mindset that convinces you abundance is impossible. Your mind recorded all of these programs long before you had the ability to question them. Tens of thousands of pieces of programming installed before age 5 or 6 continue to influence your decisions, your confidence, and your happiness. Because the mind does not distinguish between real and make-believe, anything repeated with emotion becomes truth. That is the kicker. Your brain does not care whether a belief is true. It only cares whether you repeat it often enough. If you believe you are powerless, your actions will reflect that belief and your results will confirm it. If you believe you are capable of great things, you will begin acting like a capable person and life will deliver different results. Your thoughts do not simply reflect your reality, they create it. Take Oprah. She grew up facing poverty, abuse, and discrimination. By all logical reasoning, the programming she inherited should have kept her small, yet she chose new beliefs, new thoughts, and a new vision for her future. She reprogrammed her mind and built an extraordinary life. Her success was not just talent, it was belief. This leads to a powerful question. Are your beliefs really yours, or are you living out someone else's programming? Have you been programmed to believe you are stuck in a rut that you cannot escape? Remember, the only difference between a rut and a grave is the depth. Have you been programmed to believe you are just a chicken, powerless to change your life? Programming becomes especially harmful when it comes from unauthorized or unqualified programmers. Parents, though well-intentioned, often pass on their own fears, traumas, and outdated mindsets. Child abusers often come from abused childhoods because they simply repeat the programming they were given. Faulty programming gets passed down, generation after generation, unless someone decides to break the cycle. Many people carry programming that no longer serves them. Try finishing these old sayings that most certainly were added to your list of programs. Children should be seen and... Don't speak unless you are. Don't talk to. Wear clean underwear in case you get into an... These programs are ancient relics that continue influencing behavior today. Some people fail to succeed because they were programmed to believe they never will. Others believe decisions are too difficult to make, so they avoid choices entirely. Some cling to the belief, I'll believe it when I see it, never realizing that the more powerful truth is, you will see it when you believe it. For many people, unhappiness comes from running outdated programs written by other people. If you believe your life sucks, if you feel stuck, unhappy, or at war with yourself, it is likely because you are replaying old programs that never belonged to you in the first place. This is why self-evaluation matters so much. Some do it alone, others get help from trained professionals, but the purpose is the same. Identify the programs running your life and choose new ones. The beautiful part is that the mind is rewritable. You can challenge beliefs, question them, replace them, and install new programming that supports who you want to become. You can believe in new possibilities even before they show up in your reality. As the saying goes, what you can conceive and believe, you can achieve. It is worth writing that down and taping it to your mirror so it becomes part of your new daily programming. I did exactly that, and it changed my life. It is important to understand that your mind does not differentiate between what is real and what is imagined. If you believe something deeply, it becomes your reality. This works both ways. You can believe you are a victim of circumstances and make that belief true. Or you can believe you are powerful, capable, and destined for something greater, and that belief will also become true. There are countless stories of people who began life with the odds stacked against them and still moved mountains. Your mind is yours to control. It will believe whatever you repeatedly tell it. Your thoughts, actions, and behaviors reflect what you believe, not where you currently are. When you think into the future and imagine what is possible, you can begin moving in that direction regardless of your current circumstances. I know this firsthand. My mother often told me I was the son of a loser and a nobody, and that I would end up just like him. That was the programming I received. But at some point, I made the decision to reprogram myself. I chose new beliefs, even before I had proof that they could come true. I changed my program, and you can change yours. The challenge for many people is believing in the power of belief. They wish and hope, but they do not fully believe. Wishing is about wanting. Believing is about knowing. Someone once said, if you want something badly enough, get off your knees praying for it and make it happen. You can decide to adopt new programming in an instant. All it takes is a definite decision and the commitment to reinforce it. Your results will always rise or fall to the level of your beliefs. Now is the time to hit reboot. Upgrade your mental software. Create new programs based on who you want to become, not who you were taught to be. Reflection exercise. Upgrade your mental software. Take 10 minutes and complete this exercise. Identify outdated beliefs. Write down 3 beliefs you carry that may be holding you back. Examples. I'm not good with money. I always screw things up. Unquote. People like me don't succeed. Replace with empowering beliefs. For each outdated belief, write a new belief that opens doors instead of closing them. Examples. I can learn how to manage money. I have failed before, but I always bounce back. I am capable and worthy of success. Repetition equals reprogramming. Repeat your new beliefs daily, whether out loud, on paper, or silently in your mind. The more often you reinforce them, the faster they replace the old programming.